Another session of One-on-One with Dr. Kerry Williams from Med Club Bartlesville. And again, if you missed our last talk, exclusive access with the doctor. You're just a phone call away, and you answer your own phone, right?
Many times. If Shannon doesn't answer it, I will.
That just says something right away, as opposed to your call is important to us. Please wait. We'll get to you when we feel like it or whatever. You're there and you're ready to deal with the next patient.
Yes, I am. This practice only takes 750 patients versus my past traditional practice that had over 3,000. So we get to know you, and we want the cheers effect of that you are known. And it feels comfortable there.
So you come to this type of practice, this subscription-based practice, you know what goes on in most of our lives when we see the doctor, and you're trying to make that relationship better.
I think the relationship is a lot about how they feel and are they comfortable with the doctor. And it's very difficult in our country at this time to feel comfortable with medicine because it's in a state of flux. Last year, I graduated from OSU with my master's in healthcare administration. That was a desperate attempt of mine to understand the healthcare in the United States. And the more I learned about it, the more disgusted I became. And throughout my research, I came across this new innovative practice model called direct primary care that takes the way medicine is done and the way the money is distributed throughout the practice and turns it upside down. Instead of giving so much money to coding, billing, collections, administration, and things to do with insurance, we take no insurance, no Medicare, no Medicaid. Therefore, the emphasis is placed back on the care of the patient.
Well, you call up a typical physician's office, and there's a front office staff there to take care of computer work. There's probably somebody that you never see that is just taking the doctor's notes and putting it in so that the insurance company will eventually pay the doctor some share of what they probably deserve to get paid for that and support the rest of the building all the way around.
You are correct. And 40 cents of every dollar is towards that insurance company of some type. And that's not that doctor keeping their electricity on, paying the nurse, paying their malpractice. And so let's get rid of that high cost.
So it's a monthly subscription fee, just like my Netflix or a gym membership.
You are correct. And you are paying for my services. This is not health insurance. This is a health service. And so you get these certain things. It's basically ambulatory care. We don't do hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Ambulatory care that is provided by a primary care physician, myself. And 85 to 90% of U.S. citizens' health care needs can be taken care of by a primary care physician.
Sure. I mean, if we're talking about a patient who needs specified specialty care, a cardiologist, something like that, then they're going to go to see that physician anyway.
They are, and we recommend that they have a qualified health care plan to cover those catastrophic emergency surgeries specialist, mm-hmm. those type of things.
So you do what we would typically see a doctor for, from school physicals, sports physicals, just an annual checkup, make sure all those shots are up to date, and take care of the sniffles when we got them.
That's right, and we also take care of your chronic needs like hypertension, diabetes, management of those chronic diseases.
And because we're coming to see you, you're going to be there to say, hey, it's the last, you know, we haven't run an A1C or we haven't run a lipid profile on you for a while. Let's get that done this time.
That's correct. Also, I work with your specialist and I try to have the labs they require done at our facility because it's much less expensive there. And forward that copy on to them prior to you seeing them.
How are you able to provide such discounted prices?
Because we are not taking insurance and we don't have that cost associated with that, we are able to discount our labs, and I will be the one drawing your labs, and about our top 30 to 50% of generic medications.
For the typical adult, what will be an office visit like? Do we have to sit in the waiting room for a long period of time?
Hopefully not. That is, that's the goal of this. Very little wait time, very little time in that lobby, and hopefully you can get a same day or next day appointment.
That says a lot right there.
And if I have to work through my lunch, if I have to work in my past closing time, we will do it. My goal is to have an empty parking lot because I am highly motivated to keep you very well.
And I you use the term keeping you well or wellness-related terms a lot. So I get the feeling you're not there just to treat a specific condition.
I am not. This is about the family. This is about your lifestyle, about getting to know you and why things are the way they are.
Is the treatment philosophy tailored to a specific individual? If I need a statin, but somebody else can be treated nutritionally, then you're going to look at that individual?
Absolutely. And knowing what your daily routine is, and if you are taking care of an infirmed spouse or parent and you have to be with them all the time, you don't have time to go to the gym, you don't have time to walk around the block. How can we tailor things to you? Or if you've been laid off your job, how can we help make things fit that situation in that, you know, you can't afford the high dollar foods, you can't afford the high dollar medications or a gym membership. How can we make that tailored to you? And knowing those situations and knowing my patients, then we have the ability to be more tailored to each individual.
And that's, I think, what we would like to see in a doctor, but we probably haven't seen that for a while.
It's very difficult in today's medical climate with the governmental controls, the third party administration with the insurance companies, because they basically dictate how physicians are going to practice.
Because you give me a phone number that I can call you at 7 o'clock at night or Saturday morning at 10, then it's 24/7 access to a doctor.
It is, and hopefully we're going to save you that emergency room or that urgent care visit, and we can take care of it between you and I. And so your child's sick or they has a fever and they're running. A lot of times, a young mother especially, she needs a little extra support. And if she's got someone on the other end of the phone that she trusts, hopefully we can save that ER visit and the monies that she would give towards that.
Well, I can also see the possibility of a lot of us probably, the first time that symptoms appear, no, I don't want to call the doctor because I might, you know, I don't want to bother the doctor and pay that copay, and when all I really need is for them to say, you know, just get some rest, take some aspirin, call me in the next day.
Well, it is about the money, and a local business, owner was talking to me about some of his young employees that were living paycheck to paycheck, and they would wait till they were very sick, and then they would miss multiple days instead of taking care of it at the inception of the illness.
And that, I'm sure as a physician, you would much rather be on the beginning of it.
Absolutely.
Rather than when those symptoms are full-blown and now you've run yourself down to where you just need to go home and rest.
That's correct. Or, let's say, in a worst-case scenario, you had to go to the hospital and you spend all those thousands of dollars.
And 4 hours because there's three other people in front of you with more serious stuff going on.
Correct.
So you're there to save your patient's time, save your patient's money, and you develop a relationship with them as an individual or as a family.
Yes. And knowing their family dynamics is a large portion of treating patients.
It certainly is. The monthly fee scale is, I guess I can say, age-based. The younger the patient, chances are they're going to see you less, so they pay less?
That is correct. Children with a membership of a parent or guardian are $20 a month versus a person over 65 that would have more chronic diseases, need to be seen more often, is $100 a month.
Now, somebody's going to say that goes against my traditional insurance model because the insurance is not going to pay that, right?
That's one way of looking at it. Or you're going to save your insurance, your copay and your deductible for that catastrophic problem. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we don't let you get to the catastrophic problem.
So if I have a relationship with you, then I can raise that deductible on the plan because it's not going to pay anyway, and I save premium dollars that I can then invest with you and get something like a gym membership where I can get unlimited access to the equipment and the trainer, the equivalent, you, when I want to.
That is correct, and it does save a lot of money across the nation. And it's called a wraparound, mm-hmm. where these qualified health care programs, insurance, are coupled with direct primary care. And there's some municipalities, there's some studies out nationally where it has saved millions of dollars for the different municipalities across the nation.
What are your patients saying about this when they come in? Do they talk about you to their friends?
Yes, they do. And I've had patients that are self-initiated. They hear about this type of model, or they read about it, and they start researching.
And I'm sure there are some websites. I know Sean Hannity talks about this type of practice frequently.
He does, because he believes in it. And Josh Umber, Dr. Josh Umber in Wichita, Kansas, is one of the premier practices. There's five physicians in their practice in Wichita, and Josh is a friend of Sean Hannity's and often on his show, but they are able to prove where they save the money, the increased quality, the utilization of these healthcare policies. Josh has a business that he was telling me about near Wichita that had 15 or 16 employees. It was a trucking business. Their utilization went down on their normal insurance because they were using the direct primary care. And the owner was so generous that each employee received approximately $800 refund apiece.
Wow.
The owner shared it with the employees.
Did I hear about a center in Oklahoma City that kind of is built on this model as well for surgical care and
yes.
that sort of thing?
Yes, Dr. Keith Smith and his partner, they have a surgery center in Oklahoma City off the Broadway Extension, Surgery Center of Oklahoma. They were one of the first surgery centers to post their prices online. And they have patients flying in from all over the nation. And they have the ability to keep you overnight. You know, you fly in, get your pre-op, stay overnight, and then get your surgery. Mm-hmm. If you need to stay post-surgery 1 or 2 days, they have that ability there.
So with your fee structure, that's the type of thing you're doing. You're effectively posting. This is the price. It is a $50 a month fee. So you know it's $50 a month times 12 months, $600 a year, based on other than maybe whatever meds that you might dispense at an additional cost. That's my fixed medical expense for the year.
That's right, and you're able to budget for it. Where if you need to see your doctor and you have traditional, you've got a deductible, you've got a copay each time, plus you've got the medications and the labs and all this menagerie of other things that can occur, and you get those surprise bills.
Yeah, and exactly. It comes because some other person had to read an x-ray, or somebody else had to do something else, so now I've got another provider besides I came to see you.
That is correct. And in the ER and urgent care, you cannot get referrals out of there. I am a primary care provider, and I can provide referrals.
That's great. So we get a relationship with our doctor, and I think it was Mahatma Gandhi. As a matter of fact, it's in a brochure. I knew I saw it someplace. It's health that is real wealth, because you've got a relationship with your physician whenever you want.
That is correct.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're talking again with Dr. I'm going to make sure it's Carrie. I almost called you Kelly. It is Carrie Williams. And find out more about Med Club Bartlesville. You're at 2301 Southeast Washington Boulevard, basically right across from McAllister's.
Yes, I am.
What's your website?
It is www.medclub.clinic.
Or give them a call, 918-214-8200. That's one-on-one.